Hello and welcome to the Toy of the Week podcast, Entertainment Earth, where I tell you about the toy of the week, or collectible as the case may be. I'm Adam Paulus. This week we're looking at the Portal bookends. These are manufactured by ThinkGeek. We sell them, and as of right now, they're in stock. We just received some yesterday. It's a frequent hot seller for us. It's usually in and out pretty quick. They are about 5 inches tall, 4 inches wide, 2.25 inches long, and they're pretty nice. Each one is sort of a It's a metal bookend, sort of a steel finish, where you have a figure, a stick figure, going through the portal. On one side, it's an orange hole. On the other side, it's a blue hole. So the figure enters the orange, exits the blue, and it looks great. If you have a shelf above your TV or around your home theater, it's a great way to put your DVDs and Blu-ray on display. Since it's the Christmas season, I actually probably should say I bought this for my wife as a gift, and she really liked it. So with that in mind, hey, maybe you know someone that likes Portal and they'll like it. And if you are seeing someone or dating someone that kind of likes video games but needs a nudge, I gotta say Portal's a good way to go. At least if you want to get around the couch more, playing more games, it doesn't necessarily hurt. Yeah, I like this a lot. There's not a lot you can do with it other than use it, which is weird to say. It's sort of like saying, this is a great cleaning agent. You're like, well, it cleans things. What else can you say about it? It's a good bookend set because they're sturdy. And they keep your stuff in place, and that's really all I got. I'm using mine to put all the new DVDs and Blu-rays we get that we haven't watched yet, which is more than I care to admit. I got the Star Wars Blu-ray a year ago, and the only things I've watched are the special features, the extra discs, and the prequels. I haven't watched the original trilogy yet, so it's still up there, I'm ashamed to say. But it's a great way for me to set aside the stuff I have to watch from the stuff that I have watched. And maybe you'll use it for books you haven't read yet, video games you need to play still. It's a great reminder of all the things you need to do and all the time you don't have to do it. That's a selling point, right? Anyway, you can get this item on our website. Just search on Portal Bookends, bookends being one word, and you can get yours shipped to you pretty quick. We usually ship things in about a business day lately. So if you need it in time for Christmas, get your order in by 11:59 Pacific time on December 11th. Because other than that, you know, any orders that get to you in time are purely coincidental. Or you can upgrade the shipping, and it'll be probably more likely to get there, but yeah, upgraded shipping costs a little bit more. But we have free shipping if you spend $69 or more on a website right now, and we have a bunch of other exciting offers, so go to sale.entertainmentearth.com for those. That's enough tangents. I like the Portal bookends. I think they're great. I see them every day because they're right by my TV. That's why you should get them. They look good, and you'll enjoy looking at them. It's a great, great product. And it's one of the few things from this game that's not a weighted companion cube. There's also a new Chell action figure up for pre-order right now. If this is the kind of thing that interests you, I'd recommend ordering the figure as well. Pre-ordering is probably not a bad idea because it is a limited edition. And you never know with those things. Is it limited to how many they think they can sell? Or is it limited in the sense that they want to make it sell out so a lot of people can't get one? It could be a little of each. I don't know. Not a conspiracy theorist. But with that in mind, maybe you should just go ahead and pre-order the Chell figure, order yourself some Portal bookends, and I won't guarantee the person will like it, but I'll say with pretty decent certainty that they should enjoy it. At least it worked for me. See you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth, where I will ramble, but not this much. See you next time.